This is Fresh Air. Next, we're going to hear from the Bay State Winds, the clarinet quartet of the Air Force Band of Liberty. They've been playing for military and civilian functions since 2001. Terry heard the group in Boston in August and decided to invite them onto the show. The members are Master Sergeant Jennifer E. Dashnaw, Master Sergeant Kevin Connors, Technical Sergeant Christy Bales, and Staff Sergeant Matthew Ayala, who's featured on bass clarinet. They brought their instruments and joined Terry for a session in September.
Welcome, all of you, to Fresh Air. It is truly a pleasure to have you. I'd love for you to start with a march. There's a march that you played when I saw you at King's Chapel in Boston. And would you play that march for us now? It's a Sousa march. And whoever is willing can introduce it for us.
Okay, great. My name is Master Sergeant Jen Dashnaw. And the march you heard at King's Chapel was one of John Philip Sousa's most famous marches called Hands Across the Sea. So that's what we're going to play for you now.
Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for playing that. And that was the Bay State Winds. They're the clarinet quartet of the U.S. Air Force Band of Liberty. You have a great repertoire. You perform things from, you know, Sousa marches to Charles Ives compositions, you know, Gershwin, Rossini. It's a very eclectic mix. But I'm wondering, like, when you perform for the troops, do they know the repertoire? And does the Air Force have, like, a hip-hop band or a metal band, you know?
Yes, we cater towards the troops. The Rock Band right now is working on some new songs that the kids are listening to. What they do is they go through and they talk to young soldiers and they ask them, what do you want to listen to? And then they find those tunes, and we actually arrange our own tunes in the squadron. It gets kind of complicated because of all the transitions, but they work really hard, and yes, we do cater towards what the young soldiers want to hear.
Now, when I saw you at the Noontime Concert at King's Chapel in Boston last month, you closed with a medley of the four armed forces themes. And you suggested that each person in the audience who had served in the military stand when their theme was played. And for each theme, at least one person stood and saluted. And I have to say it was very moving, in part because it made me realize that, for instance, the guy in front of me had probably been through some pretty rough stuff. And I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have thought of that. And it made me think of all the people I run into in the course of a day or in the course of a week who have been in war zones, and of all the families with loved ones who are or have been in war zones. And when you meet them, you don't necessarily know that, and you don't know what they or their loved one has been through. Can you talk about the significance of playing this medley for you now?
This is Staff Sergeant Matthew Ayala. I will say any time that we perform this piece, either with the clarinet quartet or the concert band, which we do pretty much the same arrangement, I'm always looking at the audience and just to see if I can find someone who is maybe crying. Some people have difficulty standing up or something, but when they hear their service song, they definitely do whatever they can just to stand up.
How did you start asking people to stand?
I think it's been a tradition. We've always asked people to stand.
And that tradition is taught to them in basic training. Whenever a military member hears their service song, they're supposed to stand up and be proud.
This is the Bay State Winds, which is the clarinet quartet of the U.S. Air Force Band of Liberty, performing for us a medley of the Armed Forces themes. I think you guys are great. That just sounded so good. You're so talented. I wish you all well, and thank you so much for speaking with us and for playing for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
The Bay State Winds is the clarinet quartet of the Air Force Band of Liberty. They've been playing for military and civilian functions since 2001. Thanks to Jane Pippick, who recorded their performance at WGBH in Boston. If you want to hear more, go to our website, freshair.npr.org.